We're visiting with John Walsh from Walsh Trading. John, give us an update. What happened in this marketplace today?
Well, we see grains, a little corn getting some strong upward move, while beans decided to give some back today. Wheat's holding on to his gains after pretty good sell-off midday yesterday and moving higher. Sort of a mixed bag when we look at it. Beans were under their 14-21 moving day averages, but above the 140. While we see corn, I don't know, we're getting a little price action here with the lower prices of recent vintage, perhaps attracting some buyers, but they closed under all their moving averages, but they're the one flashing green the most here. To me, looks the strongest right now, even though wheat's up 12 cents. Similar there, they're above all their moving averages, but for corn to be up here this time of year, I got to think there's a little price sensitivity going on, seem attractive to buyers.
What are we seeing on the livestock side of things?
Well, we've had extended limits here, and we get some continued follow through to the downside. I can't say we're going to see any big change in there when it comes to the feeders and the live cattle. Hogs are holding steady here. No seasonal play here yet, but I think watch out for the technical side on the feeders in particular. They might have some room to go to the lower end, in my opinion.
Here at the end of the month, are we seeing a change in our position because of where we are in the timing?
Yeah, I think there's playing into it a little bit. I thought we'd even see a little bit more, but end of month, things look differently last day of trading. So we'll see, get a better idea tomorrow if there's any reversals off these, whether it was more technical or more the closing up the books for the month.
Good deal. Talking with John Walsh from Walsh Trading. Futures and options have risk. Find out more at walshtrading.com.